无上对。阿门。Satana dream. And this dream started. After about 15 minutes, he started crying. And he was crying out of control. There was a lady who was sitting there. She felt that probably this man is crying because he is separated from his beloveds. So it's not good to intervene. So she kept calm. It was afternoon, but the man was still crying. It was evening, and the man was still crying. The woman who was there thought, I must ask, what is the problem? But again she thought it would not be good. Probably this person is in deep sorrow. The next day, this train is still going on. It's a long journey of 3 days. The man is still crying. The woman feels I should ask him. But then, she feels as if that might offend him. And probably somebody must have died or somebody must be sick and he is going to see that person. So she doesn't ask. It's evening. The man is still crying. She feels tempted to ask him, but then again few other thoughts stop her. The next day, the man is still crying. And the train is going on. She tries to sympathize, but she doesn't dare to ask the reason for crying. It's the evening. The man is still crying. And it is the third day. And the man is still crying. And they are about to reach the destination. It's intolerable now. And the lady asked that man, for God's sake, tell me, why are you crying? What is the sorrow? Just share with me. I can, if not help, but that might lighten your burden. And the man says, I wanted to go to Delhi, but this train, the moment I sat, I realize it's going to Kanyakumari. After 15 minutes, I understood that the train is going the wrong direction. And that's why I'm crying. Am I that man who is sitting in the wrong train? That's a question everyone must ask oneself. If I am that person who is sitting in the wrong train, how long should I keep on crying? Is it not good that that person must have got down at the nearest station and begun his real journey? Probably the whole humanity is sitting in the wrong train. And this is a deep question. Am I sitting in the wrong train? Where I want to go? What is my destination? Is A, I'm going towards B. And the best thing is, the moment you realize that you are on the wrong path, best is to go back and begin the journey anew, rather than continuing with that burden, with that guilt consciousness, with that feeling that something is going amiss. It's better to turn back. It is not accepting defeat, but it is correcting one's own mistakes. And for this thing, you need something which is known as power of realization. So in today's Murli, in blessing, Baba has spoken about power of realization. No transformation is possible without realization. So it's the power of realization that leads to transformation. With realization comes experience. And with experience, Baba says, you get zeal and enthusiasm. With zeal and enthusiasm, you become intense effort maker. And then the transformation for all time. So any transformation needs a deep realization. Otherwise you keep on committing the same blunder, the same mistake again and again, again and again. Unless and until one realizes, no, this is not the thing I should do. My life is meant for something higher, something different. And without realization, nobody progresses. Just as they have shown in the life of Buddha, that after 6 years of penance, 6 years of torture of body, 6 years of self-abnegation, 6 years of all those different sadhanas that he did, he came to the realization that this is not the right path. Because if this practice is making me so weak that I cannot even get up, how can this be the truth? And he got up. And he went to that tree and sat there in meditation with the thought, with the sankalp, that unless and until I realize the truth, I will not get up. And that very night, he attained the enlightenment. So, he realized something, a deep realization. In the similar manner, it's shown in the life of Tulsidas, how mad and obsessed he was with his wife. So much so that he crossed the river, sitting on the corpse in the dead of the night, when there was a violent storm, and he climbed that building holding a dead snake. And when his wife said, if you get so much attached to God as you are attached to my body, you will realize God. And that was the turning point of his life, and he stopped and he came out and he never went back to that old life. In the similar manner, Arvind Ghosh, he was a revolutionary, writing fiery articles, giving fiery speeches against British, one of the prominent revolutionaries. And then he was jailed, incarcerated, and sitting in that jail, in that prison for 1 year, made him realize something more of life. And when he came out, he was a different person. He was no more interested in freedom struggle for India. He was interested more in the freedom of the soul. And he retired from this place, went to Pondicherry, and spent the rest of the life there in spiritual contemplation, meditation, and various spiritual activities. So there was some realization somewhere that made him to do that. So unless and until we realize, we don't change. So in this Brahmin life, there are about 7 things you need to realize. The first, our true potential. Our true potential, whatever we are doing, is much less than what we can. Soul is infinite. Infinite energy is within us. The potentials are limitless, unlimited powers, unlimited courage, unlimited enthusiasm. Everything is within the soul. Every soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. We have not manifested the divinity to the full. So the first thing to realize that I am not so weak. I am very powerful. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, each one of you is an avatar. Is an incarnation. Each one of you has incarnated. And just as an incarnation is very powerful, for example, it's shown in Mahabharata that Shri Krishna is an avatar. An avatar is always aware right from the childhood that he is avatar. There is not a single moment of forgetfulness. He is always aware that I am avatar. An avatar, an incarnation, remains unaffected. An incarnation is without attachment. He stays at one place for a long time. At the time of departure, just give it up as a straw. So the first thing we have to realize in this Brahmin life is our true potential, that our potentials are infinite. We can do anything. We have got unlimited powers within us. Only thing, we need to tap those powers, unleash those energy which is within us. So realize potential. And unless and until we do, we don't realize. You do it by doing. In English, there is a saying, you do it by how? By doing it. Start doing it. Suppose a person is there and he fears something. He says, no, I don't know how to swim. And people, his friends, just push him into the well, into the water, into the pond. And he learns. If he says, let me sit down by the shore of the sea, and once I learn swimming, then only I will enter water. His logic is perfect. How can you enter water if you don't know swimming? Let me first read books on swimming. Let me gain PhD in swimming. Let me have few degrees in swimming. So once I am confident and I am authorized and I have all theoretical knowledge about swimming, it is worth entering water. Otherwise, without knowing swimming, without learning swimming, how illogical and stupid it is to enter water. Is it not risking one's life? His logic is so perfect. But this logic is still a false logic. Because swimming needs that you need to enter the water. It's only by drowning and near drowning and those experiences, by fighting there in the against the waves of water, that you learn. So the first thing to realize in this Brahmin life is that our powers are infinite. Whether it is any power for that matter. All powers. We are very powerful souls. This is the first realization. The second realization is the realization of our mistakes and blunders. We should not be like that person who is sitting in the train for next 3 days and crying. The moment you realize you are wrong, stop and correct yourself. The moment you realize that something is going wrong, stop. Because if you don't stop, that has a power to continue. Just as the same habit is the habit of mistake. That will take you further. There's no hope to come back, just as a ball. If it is thrown on the steps, will it ever come back? No, it will go down and down and down and down. In the similar manner in life, the moment you realize that you are wrong, stop. If required, pull the chain of the train. But then you cannot continue the wrong journey for the rest of the life. It's better to repent now rather than repenting after 30 years or 20 years or 10 years, thinking that everything is one waste. The earlier we realize our mistakes, the better it is. And how do we realize our mistakes? How should we realize or correct our mistakes? The first thing is accept, yes, we are wrong. Own the responsibilities. Take the responsibility on your shoulder. Yes, I am right, wrong. And accepting mistake doesn't mean that I am belittling myself in others' eyes. It's not like that. It's not that I am accepting defeat. It's not that henceforth I will not improve. It's quite gracious to accept that yes, we are wrong. Something has gone amiss. There is few chapters of life I have yet not learned. Few pages are yet unread, unexperienced, unlearned. Let me learn, let me experience, let me know, let me realize. And you don't realize by reading books. You realize definitely by committing. Whenever you commit mistake, you learn from it. And another thing is, don't pinpoint at others. That's an habit. Whenever something wrong happens, we often tend to practice blame game. So come out of the blame culture. Accept. Don't pinpoint. Learn from that mistake. Find out the cause of that mistake, that blunder. And nobody loves to accept one's imperfection. Other thing is constructive criticism. Be thankful to all those people who give you constructive criticism. It's fine. If they give you wrong feedback, for example, you have done some work and people come and give you negative feedback, what you will do? You have given a speech, okay, and people come and tell you it was absolutely nonsense. You wasted our 1 hour. What will be your reaction? Yes. The moment you finish, somebody comes and tells you that. In all earnestness. Accept it. It's fine. Yes, there is a benefit in every scene of the drama. Yeah, tell him that my preparation was less. Next time I'll prepare more. So if they tell you something, rather than reacting and rather than getting angry, I heard you also, it was worse than me. Mine. So rather than going to that way, it's fine. We are learning. Realize one's blunder and realize one's mistakes. The third is realize that realization is needed when you are on the wrong path. Just as we talked about that story. This is the wrong path. I need to take another path. let me stop, go back and begin anew. It's never too late to correct one's mistake. And there's one more rule. Better to ask twice than to get lost once. Better to ask twice. If you are going somewhere, ask somebody told you, go that way. Ask another person, is it there? But the person, first person might misguide. So always ask 2-3 people, is it that way? Is it that way? So better to ask twice than to get lost once. So the moment you realize that you are on the wrong path, come back to the right path. So realization that I am on the wrong path. This is the not the path I should tread in spirituality. Then fourth, hidden vices. Anger is still hidden, lust is still hidden, greed is still hidden, ego that's trying to pop up again and again. And for this realization you need some deep silence, solitude, self-talk, self-checking, self-realization, self-analysis, soul-searching and so many things. Then only you realize, and we realize our hidden vices only in the presence of others. If somebody says that I will sit all alone and do tapasya for 1 year without talking with anybody, and after 1 year says, now I am free from all vices because I did not get angry even once. The anger will come when you come in contact with others. You just sit, shut the doors and don't talk with anybody. There is no question of anger. Anger will come the moment you are with people, when they irritate you. That time anger comes. It means anger was there. There was a sadhu who was staying in the village, but people used to pester him, trouble him, bug him like anything with their nonsensical worldly questions. How to get peace, how to get happiness, every day the same questions and same thing. My daughter is not getting married, my son is not getting job. He was so irritated, frustrated with all those daily questionings by villagers. He left the village and went on the top of the mountain, do sadhana. And he was so happy there. Now there is nobody to disturb him. But for water he used to come down. So he came down for water. He got his container, filled the container with water. As he was climbing up, the container fell down. He lifted again. Again filled it with water. Again tried to go up. Again the container fell. He lifted again. Again went down. Again filled it with water. As he was climbing, again the container fell down. Now he was absolutely angry. And he suddenly realized there is nobody here. Still I am angry. It means the cause of anger is not those people. Cause of anger is within me. It's some hidden. So it's a hidden vices. So realize that there are vices within me. The lust will not come in those solitude, or in those moments of solitude, but might come in the presence of some person. So one must realize. The fifth is GYDS. Jnana Yoga Dharana Seva. To understand that whatever jnana I have understood is not enough. Whatever yoga chart I am having is not enough. The dharana, they need to be perfected. And seva. What seva? What seva I am doing? Is it the real seva? To come to the realization, I am not yet perfected in GYDS. This power of realization is needed. And this needs study of Murlis. And this study of knowledge. This is very important. Study. Deep study. Then next is failures. The cause of failures. One must realize the cause of failures. Why did I fail? In job, in business, in seva, or if any seva is done, but the result is utter failure. Probably there is some cause. One must realize the cause of failures in life. And the last, lifestyle. one must realize which lifestyle I should live. And in lifestyle, there are few things: sleep, food, job, place. Which place I should live, which job I should do, which seva I should do, what food I should take, what should be my diet, how much should be my sleep. Without realizing of these things of life, one remains wandering here and there otherwise. So this power of realization is very important. As Baba said in today's blessing, that with power of realization you get experience. With experience, what happens? You become the foundation of Brahmin life, become strong, and then there is zeal and enthusiasm. You become intense effort maker, and the power of realization easily enables to bring about transformation for all time. So we need to realize our own powers. One must be open-minded, one must be honest, humble, and most importantly, ask Baba to give you power of realization. Ask Baba to give you power of realization. Though Baba says, I have given you all the powers, but this is one power that you can ask Him. Give me the power to realize my true potential. Give me the power to realize my mistakes, my blunders, the Himalayan blunders. Give me the power to realize where I have gone wrong. Give me the power to realize and to accept that I am on the wrong path. I am in the wrong train. Give me the power to realize where I stand in Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. Give me the power to realize that there are hidden vices in me. It's not that even after following this path of knowledge for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, anger is still hidden, lust still tries to come up, greed is still there, ego is no less. Power of realization to understand what is the cause of failure. Edison had failed 2000 times. He tried 2000 different material for using filament. 2000 different material he tried to use for making filament of bulb, but everything failed. His friend came and said, what is the point? We have failed so many times and nothing seems working. They wanted something, some material to be used as a filament for the bulb, but 2000 material failed. Edison was still positive. He said that now we know at least 2000 materials don't work. 2000 materials don't work. They are not suitable for making the filament of bulb. So, accepting, and this is a very important step. So, and the last realization is realizing how much sleep I need, what I have to drink, what I have to eat, what job, what place, which group I should be a part of, and so on. So the power of realization is a very important power, and that helps you to go ahead in life. Om Shanti.